Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the bad button. That's all you got to do. Push the bad signal.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
Good evening, good evening. How everybody out there doing today? Welcome to the Sports Chatter Show. This your boy, Coach Lee. Tuesday night, Taco Tuesday, they say. We're back at it like we're mad at it. Man, it's time to run one with you guys. With that being said, got to bring in the man with the master plan. They call him LLJ, Lounging Leroy Jr. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Cheers, everybody out there. Man, this dude, Lounging Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Look, y'all see the date. I'm sporting the signature Saints shirt. Shout out to him. Shout out for the cup. You know what I'm saying? I'm being like Lil Wayne. This is the season of the cup. Don't ask me what's in it. Just know it's that magic. So today we got a fight show on the Sports Chatter Show. We talk about the hottest, the most popular topics in our group, Sports Talking Friends, and in our brother group, Sports Talking Smack. So shout out to everybody that's in those groups and shout out to our viewers. One thing we do, man, if y'all won't comment on anything we talk about, type it up, hit enter, and we going to reply back. This is what we do at Sports Talk with Friends podcast. How's it going, man?
Can't complain, man. Like they injured today, brother. Like we already got some comments up in here. What's up, Maria Cruz? How you doing, fam? What's up?
Sure, you know, I appreciate that. We see we got Chris hanging out with us. Y'all definitely drop y'all cities or something. Let us know where y'all are hanging out at. We got some movie giveaways. Make sure y'all comment. Leave a comment so we'll know who to get these movies out to, because the movie spotlight for today is Nobody. And, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be about Father's Day, so it's a pretty good movie. What we got today, man? Let's talk chat for today. We got a lot to talk about.
Shout out to Gene.
I'm going
to
tip out my cup, man. You know what I'm saying? But what are we talking about? Why are you talking? Let me know.
Man, it's even though it happened Sunday night, but it's still hot off the presses. And this one here is going to be Robin. What's your boy name, man?
Robin, what's your boy name?
KP, man. Ashley, I see a theme with this one coming from yourself. You got a couple of them that we're using today. That's up in here.
Hey, I'm seeing that. And I'm surprised you picked your guy. You know what I'm saying? Someone from your team, the Dallas Mavs.
Hey, man. It's tough, man. It's tough. You know, we took that L. Took it on the chin. Growing pains.
Hey, man, shout out to y'all because y'all took an L with dignity. I don't know what happened last night with the Bucks. Like, look, if you going to go past the first round to get history made on you in a second, you know what? Look, I'm out of here.
Man, that's a big L last night. But hey, man, so everybody know, no longer, I've been seeing a lot of stuff saying the new playoff P is Porzingis. he earned it, man. He earned it. So this one came from you showing what he did in the six games played, 12.7, 4.5 rebounds, 36% from the field. Man, wow. I thought it was a 3-point line.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, call me old school. I still got to get used to seeing a guy 7 foot. Not just one guy, but two guys on the floor shooting threes. Like, it is crazy. But I'm going to tell you, his gameplay during this playoff, it reminded me of this old song. I don't know, was it Boys to Men, Temptation? But was it some song that was Tell me, have you seen Because I mean, hey, man, that guy was gone. I felt bad for Luka, man. Like, that guy was gone.
Hey, man, hey, it might be time, you know, I see some of the flag Luka getting. Yeah, it comes with you being the star of your team. Comes with the territory. But it definitely ain't no excuse, but it is what it is. It's Luka and them. Luka and a bunch of role players. And they still to the Clippers of seven.
What was all this last week when we was talking about Luka for the Luka the Don? Luka this.
Oh, Luka still the Don. Luka still did his thing, man. And, you know, I think some of that hate that Luka be getting, some of those for obvious reason, we ain't gonna touch on that. But at the end of the day, the dude balls, man.
There you go. Look like we got some comments. Can we let's see what somebody got to say? You got any comments?
Let me see. Chris says KP needs to step up his game. He's gonna be getting paid $31.6 million to be a dud in the playoffs. Bingo. That dude make too much freaking money to be a decoy. And I know some of it may be, you know, call out run. Because a lot of time it's the offense is Luka comes up, bring the balls up. He's running, obviously the offense running through him and everybody else hanging around the perimeter. That's not gonna win. As we all know, just back in the day when Duke beat UNLV and they shouldn't have, you got to have a half-court game, man.
Right. Because I'm telling you, like, that was the craziest thing because, like I said, I'm old school. I always played, you know, the four and the five. I might play a little three, but I played the big game. And I was always taught, big, this is all you should be under the goal like this. The ball gets shot, you going under for the rebound. Like, how is this man getting a rebound? How is he effective? You know what I'm saying? This guy is a 7-foot three-point shooter, and he's not really good at that. Like, yeah. Y'all need to dump him.
If you that tall and your shot not falling, you got to contribute in another way. And that could be defense, rebounding. If you're going to be a decoy, man, at least be an effective decoy. Make them think that you're a threat.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you one of the decoys of all time, Dennis Rodman. I'm telling you, this guy was the ultimate decoy, and he's going to decoy and piss you off. Like, this guy would run, throw a pick, and touch you on your ass. You won't punch him, but he's pulling you out of character. It's like, where are those type of stuff going from? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I can't understand 8-foot guy being a decoy shoot 3-point shooters, man. It's crazy. What I comment? Yep.
Chris says KP is over 7 feet. How's he not getting rebounds? Exactly.
Right.
Shout out to Gene Hardaway Jr. stood up in that series. Mavs have a habit of using Porzingis in the pick and roll. Plus, he's slow and they need a multi-function. I'm assuming true power forward. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, and Carlisle even experimented a little bit during the season when he wasn't being effective in the four, putting him down at the five. He was just getting pushed around down there. And if you get pushed around at the five in today's NBA, ain't like no bees down there like it used to be.
I'm telling you. Hey, yo, the Dallas Mavs has a history of weak-ass five. You know how I'm going at with this. Yeah. Sean Bradley.
That's what he was looking like out there, man.
Yeah.
He was looking like the Praying Mantis Part 2 out there.
Man, that was horrible. That was horrible.
Chris says, and in Game 7, he had no business guarding the claw late in the game whatsoever. But at the same time, wasn't nobody stopping him in that game. That dude played an efficient game, man. Well, hey, let's look at some of the comments we got in the groups, too, as well. DK said he needs to be ashamed of how bad he played offensively, but he did step on defense today. Know about that one?
Right.
So the Bumpy says, so what you're saying, if role players don't show up, it's hard for the star to carry the team. I know where he's going with that.
Right. Hey, it's chestnut checkers, man.
I know where he's going with them. what did he say? He's supposed to be the second star. Yeah, he is. Hey, man, I don't even know what to say, man. As a Mavs fan, Luka's still the man, in my opinion. He's only 22. He got him to the playoffs last year. They got bounced in six. But KP played better last year, and they got him back to the playoffs again this year. And a lot of people don't realize they still finished at the five seed. They were the team hardest hit by COVID this year.
Who?
The Mavs.
Here we go with these Dallas excuses.
No, they ain't no excuses. That was a known fact. If you a fan, you follow your team, right? Just like I got a quarterback in the Big Easy.
Yeah. Just wait till we start these fantasy football shows.
But awesome. Hey, man, you know, KP, thing about it is, you ain't going to be able to get off. Ain't nobody going to take that contract.
Hey, man. Ain't nobody going to take a weak-ass five-point shooting, three-point shooting. That's crazy.
No, like,
the only team, because I'm going to tell you, the only team that would do that is Dallas, because they still trying to live off of the Dirk Nowitzki era. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't ever find a Dirk player again. Like, I you know, he was one because he changed the game. But whatever that guy, KP, he's, you know, yeah, y'all need to do something with him.
Man, we got one more we're going to roll into before we hit our commercial break. And, man.
Commercial? We got commercial?
Oh, got to pay bills. We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet, but.
Okay. I digress.
Let's see here. Ah. This one's your boy here.
Get the out of here.
Easy money is what we gonna call it.
This has been pissing me off all day. This made me upset. What? I'm sorry. I'm going to digress again.
Why? Because it's starting a new trend that's probably headed our way. Let's get it on. Celebrity death match.
Yeah.
But hey, so, man, it's funny, though. He made a little bit of money. I think they said he made more money in that fight.
Well, so what was this? So we're talking about, you know, five views, but we also, you know, stream on all podcasts and networks. You can hear it on Spotify, Apple Tunes. So we're talking about the Chad Johnson celebrity match. But yeah, so what was it? You said he made how much?
I want to say he made $8 million for that fight.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a lot of money. I think that's more than he made in his best pro. He made in one of his Pro Bowl seasons.
For eight minutes. We're talking about Chad Ochocinco, the football player, right?
Yep, the football player of boxing.
Oh, okay. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around all of it. And you know, it was a lot of people in the group. You know, shout out to everyone, because you know, one thing about Sports Talk with Friends, we enjoy feedback. We love, you know, everyone bouncing off their ideas. But at the end of the day, this is a mockery of the sport of boxing. And what frustrated me so much is everyone was like, get your bag. Get your bag by what? Making a freaking fool out yourself? That's crazy. And not only making a fool out of yourself, you're embarrassing the sport. Now today, after this, what? The brother Logan, he calls out Canelo. Then some MMA chick fighter, she calls out Kim K. Who the hell won't see Kim K fight? There's only one way that she got her claim to fame, and that's how I won't see Kim K. Like, they need to stop.
Hey, you ain't making a Ray J reference, are you?
Hey, we're here in the Sports Chatter Show, man. We talk about all the trending topics in our group, man. But let's see what some of the comments. We got any of our viewers. Are they commenting?
Nah, here you go. You kissed the baby from Gene. What's up, Gene? Word child, please. That's what he said all the way to the bank. Hey, I ain't knocking his hustle, but I just know I'm not supporting it. I ain't getting my money.
That's all right. That'd be the thing. You know, they was like, then one guy, I was just like, bro, this guy, we got to find his post. He comes on and says, everyone on this post,
that said had something to say about this. They woke up the next morning reporting for to the man for work.
To you, sir, go play in traffic. You know what I'm saying? That has zero to do with the tea in China, the beignets owned in the French Quarter. No one cares about if you work, you got your own business. That is a mockery. You know what I'm saying? No one's knocking this man for getting his money. But what we are saying is that, you know, so Paul has zero fighting history.
I think he had one professional fight. I think he was 0-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. So he gets a shot at one of the most prolific boxers in boxing history.
Yep.
Like, there's people that can't get a fight. There's real boxers that can't get a fight with this guy. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to give it to a guy that's not even suitable to fight this guy? Like, come on, man. Where is let's keep the sport integrity there. Like, now we changing it. That's crazy. This guy, you know, there's boxers that been trying to get fights with Floyd Mayweather, couldn't get it. There's boxers that's been trying to get this type of purse, but they can't get it.
Right. See, yeah, now you're going to have me go looking for this post that you mentioned.
Yeah, please. We got to run that camera. So if we don't get it now, we gonna have it when we come back from the break. But let's see what some of those comments are on this.
Brandon says, "I see no problem with it. We see it's an audience for it. Get that bag just for a drop your chin." Jay says, "Stop, or ain't we go with that one?" So you want the man to make their money? That's weird.
Yeah, this is the one that got interesting. Yeah,
so let's chime in on that. Okay, so Kyrie, shout out to Kyrie Fries back. Now I think he's saying we just need to stay in our lanes. Too many people thinking they can do what the next man can do off judgment, not knowing the work that's put in behind the scenes.
That part.
And then you say, "I don't want money to ruin the sport." True that. Morales over logic. Morals over logic.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee most people do it for the money.
Keep going.
You said Kyrie Wright. I couldn't say it any better. We have interviewed many fighters and sponsored an MMA fighter in Florida. They do it for the love and competition of saying they are the best. The money is the incentive, not the priority.
Ooh, wait, hold on.
That's free game now, dog.
Hey, that was a Leroy good for like maybe one or two. You know what I'm saying? But look,
you know, hey, like that while I'm in there.
Look, this is when I got him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't try and out finesse him and talk weak. So carry on this.
If they have an audience for it, make it happen. It's not for everybody. Just like reality shows, it's not for me. But I know there's an audience out there. So I just watched reruns of Martin and the Fresh Prince. You said, let's not forget these social media stars are literally doing it for the gram. Then Kyrie comes back. I'm all for it, G. I'm about my pesos. And then it said, Ivan, if I'm not mistaken, the gram and YouTubers make some damn good money. And if they have any fighters out there that goes out to fight, and the money is not the main reason, they either high on drugs or they must already have that paper. Yeah. Then you said, "Yeah, you're right. You know, boxers don't start off having fights for money, right?" Then he said, "It's a process," and you fired back.
Wait, what was the next thing?
And so then he comes back to you and say, "Ivan, it's a process." And you said hashtag morals over logic.
I'm done.
And then he says, just when comedians start off in a small club for 5 minutes a night getting paid $20, go listen to the Steve Harvey and Dave Chappelle stories. Now look at them now, filthy rich. Okay.
Right. Right. Nice. Right.
Brandon says you hate me. He said, "You hate LL. Boxers were suffering anyway. I think it keeps it very interesting. Nothing funnier than Nate Robb getting knocked out. I love it." Then you say, "So we talking funny in boxing, but I'm the one tripping." That's why they can't get my money.
Man, ain't nothing funny in boxing. I was talking about boxing like shit. You're supposed to be punching and calling. No, man. Not grabbing and hugging and like laughing at each other. No. Like Mike Tyson, if you ain't getting in there to go to war and tear it up, what you in there for, man? Like, that's right. What I'm saying. Like, and it was
so
indicative.
Chris said his first fight was with KCP. KCI.
I remember that.
And then Gene said, it's just entertainment. The fool is the person who bought that shit. The flap into the bank. It's a hustle. There you go, right there.
That's my dude. That's my dude, man. Gene, bro. For real. That's the fool right there. The people who bought that shit. And once again, the Showtime app crashed. So you couldn't even watch it from Showtime. And you know what? I think we about ready for that now. Bro, see, I tried to go. I didn't want to bring that out. I was gonna go on our break, but you wanted to be messy. Please, can we go on our break, or you want to be messy some more?
We don't gotta go to our break. Y'all hanging there. We be right back in about 15-20 seconds.
Y'all gonna pay the cell phone bill. We be back.
That was good with the people. It's Montrell MacNeander, NFL linebacker for the Cleveland Browns and Grambling alumni. I had to come through today, give a special shout out to my dudes over at STWF Media, the big brand, where you can talk sports with the other NFL players, fans in their Facebook community. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go get them boys a shout out. Go check out their page. And I promise you, man, you're gonna love everything that you hear and enjoy.
Boom, just like that.
Hey, you're stacking the check. You hear me? That's what I'm saying. The big brand. This is how we do. And we back.
Back at it like we mad at it, player.
So, you know, every show, we always do this thing. We have movie spotlights, and this week is Nobody. So, y'all check it out. It's the movie that's coming out, and it's about dad, just on Father's Day. Definitely check it out. I've heard good things about it. Shout out to you, Marley. He's already seen it, gave great reviews on it. But hey, Father's Day no longer has to be ordinary once you bring home the nonstop action of Nobody. Bob Odenkirk stars as an ordinary dad, like myself, turned lethal vigilante as he fights for his family, can now thrill yours with never before seen bonus content, including the deleted scenes from the writer of John Wick. Nobody is yours. Only today on digital or 4K Blu-ray and DVD June 22nd. But hey, hanging out with the big brand, guess what, man?
Got access to it already.
Got it already. So everyone that's in our stream right now, y'all comment, y'all entered yourself for a chance to win this movie, Nobody. So we're going to come back through these comments and check and see who commented. And you had a chance to win your own digital download copy of Nobody. But man,
already.
What do you think about that?
Man, I'm excited.
Would you become a lethal vigilante for your family?
That's an understatement. I kick ass if you talk to my family the wrong way.
Talking about that. Wait, what was that? We was on air and somebody was talking noise to Sid. Ooh, you. I said you was that mean face emoji. I was like, wait for it. But yeah, man. If you're a dad, you're a father that wouldn't defend and become
always
a
lethal
vigilante for your family, something wrong. So definitely, it was already sparked my attention because two words, lethal and vigilante, got my attention. I'm definitely going to check it out.
So, got another one for us. Man.
Another one?
Uh-oh. All season ain't even here yet. This is already getting here with Lego stories.
Man.
Shout out to Jordan. He's a big-time contributor in the group as far as topics. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
So, NBA trade rumor. The Lakers and Russell Westbrook may have mutual interest in teaming up this summer.
Uh-oh.
The Wizards will want to receive a wide variety of assets for the all-star point guard. A KCP signed a trade, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and multiple picks will be discussed. What you thinking about that, man? You feeling that potential? You think it's too soon?
Man.
The first comment got me.
what you said?
Shout out to Jesse. Right off the bat, he said the Lakers are really trying not to win then.
That part. That's what I was just about to say. Well, you know what's funny is like they're shuffling around the same players. Like same Chris players, Paul. Man. You know, he just found a home. And, hey, I'm going to go on air and say I like the Suns looking impressive, but because of KP, I want y'all to lose. You know what I'm saying? CP3, I want y'all to lose. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
I think it's too soon. And at the end of the day, you know, Russ, he needs a star player. You know, he needs a Batman. To me, Russell Westbrook is a Robin. So he needs a Batman to play off. Now.
L Boogie's there. I'm going to say it ain't going to work because it didn't even work with Durant.
That's what I was about to say. Exactly.
And Durant don't need to have the ball in his hand. LeBron right. does.
Yeah, they're two different type of demeanors. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't think he would sit well with LeBron James. But that comes to question because I don't know, you know, I don't recall LeBron getting a long contract. So, I mean, does that mean, you know, what's LeBron James stat?
That's a valid point. He is a little long in the tooth. And shout out to Trey Feaster on the comment. He said Russ just wants to go back home.
Yeah. So wait, Russell Westbrook, where is his home?
He's from the LA area, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, okay. Let's see what of our viewers, what of our viewers have to say.
But you're getting them before I get them. He said Westbrook is an ucking goon. He is an LA native, Mr. Triple Double. He just has to pass the rock. He ain't gonna do that.
That part, right? You know, it's like you're reading the rap sheet of someone. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, hey, they're a good person. He's like, well, they did this. They stole, they robbed. It's like, wait, how is this good? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that good? They go from he has a triple double, then he doesn't pass the rock.
True that.
Good point.
Shout out to Jimmy. We all appreciate when you in here, man.
That's Achilles heel. What he said?
He like a comment. Shout out to you, man. We appreciate you chiming and hanging out with us today. But hey, man. Right. So Jordan comes back. He says, "So Westbrook gonna play off ball and not shoot?" I'm sorry, Theta shots as Jordan. Now he'll start but sub out early and run the second unit. Right? Westbrook is not gonna run no second unit. It's already been for me some friction in that locker room.
Look, right, that ain't even happening.
I always had a Hall of Fame level point play, plus Bron can play out ball and in the post. Adding Westbrook is in every way an improvement. I don't know if LeBron can play off that. Now, he did a little bit with, not even really. Even this time in Miami, he really, you know, Wade was still there, but Wade played better off the ball than LeBron did. The ball still went through LeBron's hands.
Right. See, and everyone always say LeBron can play all these positions. When he put the ball in his hand, all he does is bully the basketball. When he came in the league, this was his biggest move. He dribble, and free on. Like, that's what he does, you know, and putting him at anything beyond a, you know, lower than a three is actually, you know, giving him an advantage because he's bigger than the point guard, bigger than the shooting guard. So he's going to bully his way to the basket. That's his whole game. So, you know, he's not taught any other thing but that. So, you know, he's not going to be better off the ball than those other guys, than what you were talking about. Well,
true that. But Thee said, Bron not playing off ball unless he changed next season. Lakers need a distributor like CP3. That's a crucial statement because the rumor is already circulating that he's got a player option for next year, and the rumor is already circulating that he's going to decline that player option to become an unrestricted free agent. And all their buddies don't have a chance to play with LeBron but him.
Mm, see? Good point.
Because ain't he part of that banana boat crew?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, yeah. It's a lot of big things coming up. So I don't know. Well, the lady got to do something. That's one thing I definitely know. Because they got mollywopped.
That's true.
That was embarrassing.
Gene said LeBron needs to take the back seat. They need a true point guard, new legs like Ja. I can see that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's trying to play all the positions and not playing his own position. Good point, Gene. That's a good point. Because none of them, like the whole Lakers squad, what was their true position? Who was their true player? Like their true position, their true point guard?
Damn sure won Schroeder according to Magic Johnson.
Right.
he said he don't have the Laker mentality or the winning attitude. I'm like, won't you say how you really feel, great?
Nester.
Man. But me personally, it's either going to be Ja or I think it's something to that CP3. He getting a little long in tooth as well. Everybody don't got that chance. He ain't even made it to the conference finals yet. Everybody don't got that chance for him. So him and LeBron boys, he mean, hey, man, going to take a little bit of his pay cut. Going to slide on over here to the West Coast. Let's go and try to get his one before I check up out of here.
Man, I think CP3, he's fine where he's at. They looking good.
I think he needs to stay. He finally found him a home where he's got somebody that complements his skill set.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're looking good. Because he's the best I've
seen. When he's with the Clippers, all them dudes underachievers, man. underachievers. At least you got these young boys who are going to listen to you.
Right, that part, and respect it. So, man, you know, it's so hard to say goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got any more comments, you know, before we get up out of here? What our viewers got to say?
He said a bunch of half-ass cats. Gene said a bunch of half-ass cats. In the Lakers backcourt, CP3 knock. You ain't feeling CP3, Gene?
That's my dude. That's my guy, man. I don't like him either. Good.
Now, you don't like him for personal reasons. He tried to break up your happy home.
Damn right, exactly. And I'm turning lethal, and I'm vigilant.
Hey, bro, who you got for shout-outs tonight, man?
Oh, man, definitely got a shout-out. To super, you know, Saint super fan, signature Saint, Brian signature Saint, you know, definitely represent, always supporting the group. And he gave the drip cup, you know what I'm saying? This is the
already.
Season 2, the year of the cup. Don't ask me what's in it, just know it's greatness. Shout out to the group, man. I don't know what's him. Y'all been lit up in there. Keep that momentum, keep that energy going. And for those that's not active, get active because. Being active pays, you know, definitely do get a lot of giveaways. Shout out to everyone. Once again, shout out to the whole team, man. Like, we got a solid team, strong team. We coming, a lot of good things. But got to give a shout out to Measy Boom Boom Room. Check them out on La Plaza, the former Twit Car building. Shout out to Lil J's out there in Harahan, Lil J's and Moore. Check them out. Hey, this dude, Lounge and Leroy, and that's all I got. What you got?
Hey, man, appreciate everybody chiming in with us tonight. Gene, thank you. Chris, thank you. Marie Cruz, thank you. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us today. Let me see. Hey, appreciate it, brother. That means a lot, man.
What's that?
He said, y'all dope as fuck. Stay being you. Love the show. Appreciate you, man. When people interact with us, this shit is off script. It's straight off the head. We in here busting rhymes freestyle. We coming out like
that's what happened. See, y'all got an emotion. What emotion? You want to tell about the church's money and stuff, all the secret stuff. Oh, it's all scripted.
When we ring that bell, get y'all asses in here for class time. We finna have fun. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. Hey, tomorrow it's the number basketball show. We got Taquan, we got Coach Hill and his bad boy with Waco Terror updates. Man, some games on tonight. Make sure y'all watch them. Get in the group. Stake your claim now. Football season be here before you know it. You can't come in there brand new. It's going to be like you playing in traffic, as Lounge and Leroy said. But you're going to be playing in traffic with roller skates. That's no good. With that being said, man, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much for chiming in. This is what we do. Sport Talk with Friends. ran by the fans for the fans. That's what we do. Peace.